Scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, motherfucking moan about your safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Because that's how it happens. And why does it happen that way? It happens that way because I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Seneca Libertarian Society. On the internet since 1999. Podcasting for 11 motherfucking years. Some of you out there were still pissing your pants when I recorded my first podcast. And this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking cities all around the world. It doesn't matter where the statists are. It doesn't matter because a cruise missile of my intellect has an unlimited range. It's nuclear powered with a nuclear warhead. And when it impacts, there's a giant fucking mushroom cloud and statist debris flies all over the fucking place. Greetings, my friends and my enemies. I am the Great One himself, founder of the Seneca Libertarian Society. A little stuffed up today, so just deal with it. Which reminds me, Randy, why do I not have anything around here that I would need? Here we go. Hey, look, I found them. I should take a decongestant. Should have taken a decongestant an hour ago. It's a little late to take the fucking thing now for the podcast, but, you know, what the fuck, right? We do the best we can with what we've got to deal with. Yeah, in the control room right over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. And of course, the Cynical Libertarian Society is on the interwebs until such time as the government takes my website down. We are at cynlibsoc.com. And of course, we're also on the Twitterverse until I get censored there. I'm also on the Feminist Book, and don't really do much there other than laugh at stupid comments that people leave. One chick's like, why are you putting pictures of young athletic women on your post? You're diluting your message. No, my message is go fuck yourself, honey. And the fact that the pictures of the young athletic women is offensive to you isn't diluting my message. That is my message. The fact that you're fucking offended. That's all I'm here for. That's the only reason there's two reasons I do this podcast. Number one is because I enjoy it. And number two is because I like offending people. Because I sure as fuck don't get any money for doing this, because none of you fuckers out there will pay me. Although, I've gotten some Bitcoin, so thank you. Again, as always, thank you guys for the Bitcoin. I haven't checked Bitcoin lately. Randy, remind me to check the Bitcoin just to see if anything else has rolled in. Okay. Uno second. Did I mention that lovely and adorable Randy is in the control room? And yeah, I did all that. Today is the 10th of January, 2016. This is actually the first episode we've recorded in the 2016 calendar year. Hang on. Damn it. You have to be smarter than the pill. Not the birth control pill, the decongestant pill. I'm not taking birth control pills, just so you know. Alright, I finally got the thing to go down my throat. Ha! That's what she said! Oh! Alright. Alright. And I got my mug of beer here from Equinox Brewing Company, one of my two favorite breweries here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Alright, let's get started. I actually have notes, for this, so I need to get the fuck going before I get derailed. Social justice warriors. I've talked in the past about social justice warriors, the feminist, all these sort of people trying to come into the anarcho-capitalist sphere. Of course, I did that entire series about Julia, the Russian princess cunt, who claims to be an anarchist, but is, of course, just a femistatist. And before I launch into these stories, I just saw this morning fly at me on, I think it was via the feminist book. I don't even remember. It doesn't matter. I just ran across this morning, and so we're going to talk about this. But before I get to this, I want to talk briefly about, and there's also a Bernard Chapin post that I need to read and possibly talk about this, because he talks about also right-wing libertarians versus left-wing libertarians. Now, I, of course, have stated that there is no such thing as a, and, you know, he's talking libertarians, and we all know libertarian is just code word for Republican, yada, 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 because the Republicans have hijacked the word libertarian, just like Democrats hijacked the word liberal. That's why I call myself an anarcho-capitalist now, despite the fact that it is called the Cynical Libertarian Society. Those of you new to the show, the reason I don't change it is because Cynical Anarcho-Capitalist Society just doesn't sound very cool. Doesn't have a lot of ring. Cynical Libertarian Society sounds better, and I'm sticking with it, despite the fact that the word libertarian has been hijacked by douchebags like, what's her face? Julie Berinsky, and other douchebags like, what's his face? Randy, what's Glenn Beck? Thank you. Right, so when you have people like Glenn Beck running around, I'm a libertarian. No, dude, you're a fucking Republican. Will you fucking just... And again, it goes to the same thing I've said about liberals for so long. It's like, whenever you call a liberal, you notice how pissed off they get? When you call a feminist, do you notice how pissed off they get? It's like, look, you stupid fucking cunts. If what you are, ideologically speaking, is so goddamn wonderful, why are you afraid to be called that? If your ideology that you believe in and associate with and espouse is so fucking wonderful, whenever somebody labels your ideology, why does your fucking little panties get all wadded up and your feels get hurt? Right? If somebody calls me an anarchist, I don't get my fucking feelings hurt. But you call a liberal, or a feminist, and oh my god, watch how pissy they get. Anyway, what the fuck is I supposed to be talking about? Good thing I have notes. Maybe I'll even use them at some point. Alright, look. Social justice warriors, what we want to call the... You know, and Chapin, in this post that I've only briefly read and need to read before I can do serious commentary on it, as my memory serves me, and this could be wrong because, like I said, I only glanced at the post, he makes a distinction between left-wing libertarians and right-wing libertarians, and his distinction, as I remember it off the top of my head, is that he sees right-wing libertarians as the kind of people who are interested in gun ownership and economic prosperity and individual freedom, as opposed to left-wing libertarians who are the people who are interested in, you know, freedom for everybody to be whatever gender they feel like being. And I can't even remember, and I don't want to put words in his mouth that he didn't say. And that's sort of the same thing I'm looking at here. When you look at the anarcho-capitalist sphere, you see on the one hand the people who just want freedom for everybody, but then on the other hand, you see the people coming in like Julia the Russian princess cunt, who calls herself an anarchist, but at the same time doesn't understand why men don't want to raise and pay for and support the children of other men when their wives, when their girlfriends go out and get pregnant by men who are not them. There's people come into anarcho-capitalist sphere who think that because anarcho-capitalism says people can do whatever people want to do, that this is some kind of safe haven for the sensitive, the people who, such as in the articles I'm about to read to you, the people who do not identify as male or female, and they're beyond gender, and they're smashing the binary, and they have these special pronouns that have to be used for them because they're not he or she. They're Z's and ter's and tis and fays. And these people, use the term people loosely, these animals, they are animals. I mean, I'm an animal. You're an animal. We are animals. Not necessarily using that in a derogatory term. It's a biological fact. You and I are animals. These animals, some of them are under the impression that because anarcho-capitalism promotes personal freedom, individual liberty, that this is a place for them, and that they are welcome here. And I want to explain to you, it's not that they're not necessarily welcome, because as an anarcho-capitalist, if you think you're neither a man or a woman, and you want to be called fey instead of he or she, no, I really don't give a shit. I really don't. I really, truly don't give a shit. And if you're, you know, nice about it, and if you're not a fucking douchebag, honestly, the fucking truth, just pure honesty. If you're that weird, I'm probably not going to associate with you. I'm not going to stop you from being a fey and talking about smashing the binary and pretending you're not a man or a woman, but I'm probably just not going to voluntarily associate with you because you're just not the sort of person I would want to voluntarily associate with. But let's say that I did choose to voluntarily associate with you. Then, I mean, if you're nice about it and you don't have a corn cob up your ass and you say that you want me to refer to you as fey instead of he or she, I would, you know, I mean, it's not that big a deal. If you're just nice about it, if you're not a fucking douchebag, I'm okay, fine. You're a fey. I mean, it's not a big deal. The reason these people, it's not that these people are not accepted in the anarcho-capitalist paradise, the anarcho-capitalist sphere, right? If there's this ANCAP paradise that we're living in, right? Again, pretend that the state vanishes and we suddenly live in this anarcho-capitalist paradise. It's not that these people aren't welcomed in the ANCAP paradise, because in ANCAP paradise, nobody gives a shit. The problem is that in an anarcho-capitalist paradise, there is no state to keep these people alive, to give them free stuff, and to protect their feelings. Because, and these people in an ANCAP paradise would die. Not because the evil anarcho-capitalist would kill them because they're transsexual. No, they would die because they'd have no way of getting food and shelter and clothing. They are, number one, so sensitive that if you don't refer to them as fey, this is emotionally damaging for them. So they're not going to be able to coexist, despite the bumper sticker on their Prius that says coexist. They're not going to be able to coexist with other people in an anarcho-capitalist paradise, because there will be no state to force other people to treat the trannies the way the trannies want to be treated. And when you take the trannies out of the hothouse environment that they currently live in, where their tranny operations and their hormone treatments and all this other shit are subsidized by taxpayers, where people are forced to behave towards the trannies in a way the trannies want people to behave towards them, where when the trannies can't get a job because they're so busy being social justice warriors that they can get their food stamps and their welfare and all this other stuff, when you take all of that away from them and you put them into an environment such as the anarcho-capitalist paradise, where you have to truly coexist with other people, where you have to be interdependent with other people, which means that you have to create value for other people have to create value for you, right? There's no state taking value away from other people and giving it to you in the form of subsidized hormone treatments. There's no state taking value away from other people and giving it to you in the form of food stamps, right? If you want food and you want hormone treatments, you have to shovel snow or dig a ditch or drive an Uber car or paint houses or do accounting or stock the shelves at the grocery store or be an engineer. You have to do something to create value for other people in an anarcho-capitalist paradise. Or you starve to death and you die. And yes, there might be an exception or two, but 99% of social justice warriors do not create value for other people. Look at the world's most famous, as far as I know, anyway, social justice warrior, Anita Sarkeesian. What does she do? She goes around and she gets paid money to talk about how oppressed she is. Now, that is creating value for a group of people. That's creating value for other social justice warriors. It's creating value for people who want to feel oppressed and want to be victims so that they can get resources redistributed to them by the state because of their victimhood. But again, you look at the people in Anita Sarkeesian's audiences. What are they doing to create value for other people? How many of them are on welfare? How many of them get food stamps? How many of them have nonprofit jobs or work for the government? So when you eliminate the state, when you move to the anarcho-capitalist paradise, Anita Sarkeesian and everybody that goes to her speeches no longer have a source of income. They no longer have resources being given to them by the state. And so they will either die off, or they will have to start creating value for other people, value people are actually willing to pay for. And as many of you out there will know from living your own life, when you're actually creating value for other people, it takes time and effort and energy, and you don't have a lot of time to be a social justice warrior. That's why this podcast only comes out 3 times a week. That's why sometimes you don't get a podcast. That's why sometimes you get repeats. Because sometimes I'm just too fucking busy creating value for other people. I'm doing a theater gig. I'm in another state doing a motherfucking corporate event. I'm building a website for somebody. I'm doing photography. I'm doing shit. I don't always have time to stand here in front of the microphone and whine about statism. And so the social justice warrior in an anarcho-capitalist paradise will either be dead, or they will have to stop being a social justice warrior at least long enough to make some money to buy some food so that they don't die. Anarcho-capitalism is not a safe space for social justice warriors. It's not that you aren't welcome. It's that you cannot actually survive there. You will die of starvation because there will be no state, and therefore there will be no way for you to be a parasite. And you may think, as a social justice warrior, that you are not a parasite. I promise you, you are a parasite. The feels! The feels. Oh, the feels. All right, let's talk about the feels. Let me get the web browser up here. All right. Oh, this is from the Daily Caller. I'm not sure how much I necessarily believe everything in the Daily Caller, but that's fine. Return of Kings is where I first read about this, and I followed it back to the Daily Caller. Here we go. Return of Kings. This came out. Did this come out just today? How come they have a date on this fucking thing? There it is, January 9th. So it came out yesterday. New Yorkers can now be fined $250,000 for not using loony gender pronouns like Z and here. I guess that's how you pronounce this. I don't really care. Okay, who wrote this one? This is by David Garrett Brown over at Return of Kings. Returnofkings.com. Fuck. Okay, let me read this. New guidelines issued for New York City's anti-discrimination laws now permit a $250,000 fine for maliciously not using someone's preferred gender pronoun. The New York Commission on Human Rights has made some fabulous errors previously, but this is by far the worst. Preposterously, these pronouns include Z or here for people who opt for gender-neutral identities. So if a person says, use Z for me instead of she, and you refuse to more than a couple of times, you are guilty of malicious or wanton misgendering and liable for the $250,000 fine. Now see, this is why these people will not exist in ANCAP paradise. They want to be called Z instead of she. But if you're not going to do it, they're going to use the power of the state to force you. They're going to use the threat of violence and imprisonment and penalties and fines to force you to behave the way they want you to behave. These are the same fucking pieces of shit that have the coexist bumper stickers on their fucking Prius. Right? These pieces of shit cannot coexist with other humans. It's impossible for them to do that because they're so mentally fucked up that they don't understand they are not the center of the universe, and the idea that other people may not behave the way the trannies want them to behave is just such a terrifying thing to them that they're going to make it illegal, that they're going to fine you money via the state if you don't behave the way they want you to behave. Back to reading. Apologists for this kind of social justice warrior fascism will contend that the $250,000 fine is not mandatory and is a maximum, as if that somehow eliminates the farce of the law's new interpretation. You can find the legal guidance here. There's a link. Where is this link to? Let me take a look. Aha. Ooh. This goes to government. Oh, ah, God damn it. Fuck you. Not you. Fuck the computer. Goddamn fucking internet. So this actually goes to the New York City Commission on Human Rights, Gender Identity Expression Legal Enforcement Guidance. And it's a bunch of legal shit here. It's long. It's really long. That's what she said. So anyhow, the link is in the article if you want to actually go to the New York City's website, New York City government's website, and read about the gender identity bullshit. All right, anyhow, and the following excerpts give a basic overview of how the laws are meant to work, if that even makes sense in this surreal situation. So here's a quote from the link. Violations of the New York City Human Rights Law prohibitions on gender discrimination. Number one, failing to use an individual's preferred name or pronoun. The NYC HRL requires employers and covered entities to use an individual. Now, does this mean employers of New York City government? Or does this mean all employers? And I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking the question. The NYC dipshit requires employers and covered entities. What's a covered entity? Covered entity is probably everybody else on the planet. To use an individual's preferred name, pronoun, and title, regardless of the individual's sex assigned at birth. As if sex is somehow assigned at birth. This whole... No, I'm sorry. Look, God damn it. Biology is real. When you come out of the fucking womb, you have a dick or you have a pussy. Yes, I know. Occasionally there are children born that have both or neither. Yes, I know that. I'm perfectly aware of this. Again, as Stefan Molyneux says, yes, there's one Chinese guy that plays basketball in the NBA. That doesn't mean all Chinese guys play basketball in the NBA. Yeah, I know, okay? I don't give a fuck about the one or two exceptions that happen every fucking month. We're talking about everybody else. Everybody comes out of the womb with a fucking cunt or a cock. Gender, sex, is not assigned at birth. It is a fucking fact. And this constant need for the social justice warrior to pretend that reality does not exist. I mean, this is a sickness. This is the sign of a broken mind. This is not me being judgmental. This is a fact. If you have a car, you have an automobile, okay? And you get in the car, you put the key in, and you turn the key, and the car doesn't start. The car is not working. That's not a judgment. That's a fucking fact. The car, when you turn the key, is supposed to start. The engine's supposed to turn over, and that way the car, you can engage the gears, and the car can move from one place to another under its own power by burning gasoline and polluting the environment and causing global warming, which was caused by Republicans, and destroying the entire planet Earth, even though the polar ice cap was supposed to have melted already by the year 2015, according to global warming wackos, and yet it's still there. Right, so the car is broken. That's not a fucking opinion, that's a fact. When you look at social justice warriors, these are people who believe that reality is not real. They are broken. This is not a judgment. This is a fact. When you think that gender, that cocks and cunts are not real things, you're broken. Your brain is damaged. Reality is reality. You can have a person, and this person may think it is a girl. Okay? If you kill this person and the dead body is laying there, the dead body is either going to have a cock or a cunt. And I'm not saying that you go kill trannies. I'm saying that if you remove the person's consciousness, right, the person is asserting, I am a girl. Okay, that's because of their consciousness. If they die, they no longer have a consciousness. What's left is reality. There's a body laying there. The body has either a cunt or a cock. Whichever it has, that is reality. It does not matter that the wetware in this person's brain was asserting, I am a girl. If the body has a cock, it's not a girl. That's reality. And when you tell me that gender is a social construct, and then you tell me that you were born with the mind of a woman, you're an idiot, because if gender is a social construct, you can't be born with the mind of a woman, because if gender is a social construct, then being a woman is a social construct, then you can't be born with the mind of a woman because you haven't had time to be exposed to the social construct while you're in the womb. Okay. New York City government, because it's comprised of idiots, requires employers and covered entities to use an individual's preferred name, pronoun, and title, regardless of the individual's sex assigned at birth, anatomy, gender, medical history, appearance, or the sex indicated on the individual's identification. Most individuals and many transgendered people use female or male pronouns and titles. Some transgendered and gender non-conforming people prefer to use pronouns other than he, him, his, or she, her, hers, such as they, them, theirs, or ze, here. Yes, if your preferred pronouns are they, them, and their, that's an indication of schizophrenia. Now, I wonder if this means if I went to New York City, I could insist that people refer to me as the Great One himself. Would I be covered under this law? Would I be able to send people, well, you're not. No, I am the Great One himself, and I will have you fined $250,000 if you do not refer to me as the Great One himself. It'd be, you have to have the pause in there, goddamn. There's a comma. People who think, no, there's a fucking, there's a pause. It's not the Great One himself. It is the Great One himself. Penalties, now we're down to section 4, penalties in administrative actions. The commission can impose civil penalties up to $125,000 for violations and up to $250,000 for violations that are the result of willful, wanton, or malicious conduct. Whew, all right. Some big questions for readers. It is clear from both a reading of the legal guidance and the general context of the laws that calling a transgender woman a man is illegal. So what happens when a woman repeatedly calls a man girl or a pussy? Surely gendered pronouns are not the only concern, but actual nouns. That's a good question. What if you've got a cisgendered, oh God, I was watching the latest season of South Park that came out on DVD again, the one that starts off with the Washington Redskins episode. Oh my God. Oh, it's so fucking funny. And the cisgendered episode where Cartman says, I'm cisgendered. It's like, oh my God, it's so funny. Oh, it's great. Anyway, South Park, love it. Has nothing to do with what am I talking? Oh yeah, this. Whew, it's right there in front of me. Focus, dude, focus. Oh, squirrel. Focus. All right. So yeah, if I'm in New York, and somebody calls me a pussy or a bitch, because like, hey, bitch. Oh, I'm not a bitch. I'm a butch. I'm a man. You can't call me bitch. That's not my preferred gender pronoun. Can I have them fined? Does this apply to white men? Does this apply to heterosexual white men who work for a living? Or, as I suspect, does this only apply to the trannies? And again, as we will learn in, I don't know if I've even announced this. I think I may have. I am working on the articles of CLSology, taking the worldview that I have acquired and put together, putting it on paper, and creating this short, because you guys know things I do are fucking short, because, you know, I'm really concise and get to the point. I think right now it's 7 fucking pages long. So much for short. But putting together basically a guide to my worldview, to the CLSology, and the Articles of CLSology is coming. And as it says in the Articles of CLSology, if you need, if there's a set of laws that only apply to a certain group of people to protect that group of people from heterosexual white men who work for a living, then that means you're not my equal. You're not equal to me. And I don't want to fucking hear about equality. You're not my equal. There are no fucking laws. I guarantee you these laws do not apply to me as a heterosexual white man with a job who pays taxes. So just shut the fuck up, social justice warrior trannies. And there are those who will say, you're not an anarchist. An anarchist would never criticize other people like this. You're just nothing but hatred. No, no, no. I'm just telling the fucking truth. There's nothing in, I've talked about this before, and there's nothing in anarcho-capitalism that says you're free from criticism, that you're free from people disagreeing with you. There is no motherfucking right to a freedom from criticism in the world of anarcho-capitalism. That does not fucking exist. Doesn't fucking exist. I can't kill you. I can't initiate violence against you. I can't steal from you. But I can fucking stand here and criticize trannies all day long. And of course, the thing is, it's you fucking trannies that are initiating aggression against me. You're stealing from me in the form of taxes to subsidize your fucking hormone treatments. And you're threatening me with violence if I don't fucking call you Z or her or Tay or Faye or whatever the fuck it is. You're going to have the government come and take things away from me. And this is why I'm standing here criticizing you, and this is why I'm not your friend, and I'm not your fucking ally, and why I think you're a fucking piece of shit. Because you cannot get along with other people unless you have the government to force other people to behave the way you want them to behave. All right, back to reading. Surely gendered pronouns are not the only concern, but also actual nouns. We have all heard it before on the streets or in a bar. A fighting pair, not necessarily a romantic couple, trade insults. Such a verbal dispute frequently results in the female questioning the male's manhood. The same can be said of two men locking horns in public. Can you think of other examples? I sure can. Already, we start to see the plethora of circumstances in which these draconian laws are currently being violated beyond anything to do with transgender individuals or whatever other sexual identity is the new Baskin-Robbins flavor of the month. Unfortunately, we all know these type of laws will too readily dismiss the common sense scenarios either I or readers will come up with. In addition, how can one prove discrimination? Once again, the testimony-only nature of many allegations of gender discrimination will lead to accused parties being prima facie guilty, the witch hunt hysteria of modern times, listen and believe, and other pure codswallop concepts make guaranteed victimhood for transgender accusers par for the course. This sad state of affairs is only exacerbated by the fact that New York City Commission is not a court, and as the issue of new guidelines demonstrates, operates via quasi-fiat instead of being required to impartially interpret laws. Healthcare for transgender individuals will cost everyone else in New York City big bucks. Number five, this is again from the, this is a quote from the legal enforcement guidance for this gender identity, gender expression thingy that New York City has created. Number five, providing employee benefits that discriminate based on gender. The NYC HRL prohibits covered entities from offering employee benefits that discriminate on the basis of gender. To comply with the law, entities must offer benefits equally to all employees regardless of gender. It is unlawful for an employer to provide health benefit plans that deny or exclude services on the basis of gender. Okay, question number one, can a man get birth control pills? Question number two, why is it birth control pills for women are covered, but vasectomies for men are not? To continue reading, quoting from the New York City Legal Guide. Transgender care is medically necessary. No, it's not. There has never in the history of the human species been a situation where it was absolutely necessary for the continued existence of an individual for that individual to be transformed from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. That's never happened and it never will. Transgender care, again, this fucking denial of reality. This absolute fucking ability to look at reality and go, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe. Transgender care is medically necessary, effective, and even life-saving for many transgender people. Transgender care includes a range of treatments, including, for example, hormone replacement therapy, voice training, or surgery. What a particular individual will seek differs according to their needs and overall health. Yes, not only does your wealth redistribution via the health insurance corporations that you've been forced to give your money by Obamacare to, because Obamacare is about poor people and doesn't like corporations, of course. That's why he's forcing you to buy health insurance from multi-billion dollar corporations. Your wealth redistribution, not just paying for the hormone therapy and the fucking surgeries, voice training as well. Voice training. That's medically necessary, is voice training. Another tragic aspect of the new guidelines is how they reinforce expectations that employers should cater to all the whims of transgendered employees, well above what is afforded to others. Transgender healthcare is much more expensive than the average healthcare of heterosexuals and even gays and lesbians. Why should the employers foot the bill for these much larger costs? And he's right about that. You shouldn't. Just, you don't hire trannies. End of discussion. You don't fucking hire trannies. That's discrimination. No, discrimination is forcing the employer to pay for your motherfucking transgender operation when nobody else is getting a transgender operation. That's some fucking discrimination. And this is without raising the still very justifiable question of whether transgendered individuals are a dangerous financial burden on their employers when it comes to medical overheads. Well, of course they are. A voice training in particular strikes me as a huge joke. How does this compare to, say, the healthcare requirements of a masculine straight man? Hundreds of thousands of straight New York men lift weights and regularly purchase supplements. Why shouldn't their supplements be included as something intrinsic to their gender-related needs and physical well-being, especially as a city faces an obesity crisis? Ooh, this is a good point. Again, when we're talking about things that are covered and not covered, so if you're a man and you want hormones to turn you into a woman, the government will fall all over itself to make sure you get them, the health insurance. But if you're a man and you want some testosterone treatment, you want some testosterone hormones to make you more manly, try getting that one past the health insurance corporation. Actual harm to life and safety doesn't result in a $250,000 fine, so why this? When was the last time a murderer or a brain damage-inducing thug was given a $250,000 fine? It doesn't happen. Victims or their families have to pursue costly civil action to get that sort of justice. Yet here we have a New York City administrative body handing out financial penalties for errant letters and words. Spare me. When we see developments like this in America's largest city, is it really worth wondering why America cannot contain ISIS or stave off the ascent of China? Well, I mean, it's New York. You know, like, the best thing that could ever... Seriously, I think I've said this before. This is not a joke. one of the best things that could happen to the United States as a nation state, as a collective of people, would be for somebody to detonate a nuclear warhead in New York City. Because that is just, it's nothing but filth and scum in that place. It is just, it's a shithole. Between New York City, Washington, D.C., and the entire state of Colorado, the entire state of California. There's so many Californians in Colorado that I get confused sometimes. I mean, if we could just kill everybody in Washington, D.C., you can't talk about killing the non-aggression principle. Go fuck yourself. If everybody in New York City, Washington, D.C., and California dropped dead, that would eliminate, 60% of the problems that the United States has as a nation state? I mean, seriously, you can hate me all you want. Think about it for a minute. Again, you can deny, you can go, la, 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 I disbelieve. It doesn't matter. Washington, D.C., New York City, and the entire state of California. If all those people died, 60% of our problems instantly gone. I'm going to read this one thing from over at Daily Caller. This is another quote from, is this a quote from the same source? Yeah, this is also a quote they've got from the New York City government enforcement thing. So here are examples of how a company can misgender somebody and therefore get fined. Okay, this is what you can do that will cause you to... Randy, where the fuck are we on time as I babble? Shit. I'm not even going to get to the other stuff. All right, it's all good. Here's how you can get the $250,000 fine. Repeatedly referring to a person by something other than their chosen title, such as Mr. or Miss. The policy doesn't explicitly say how gender-neutral titles such as MX, I don't even know how you pronounce, mix, should be treated, though it is implied such titles must be used if a person desires it. So again, if I tell you my title is the Great One himself, and you don't call me the Great One himself, can you be fined? Oh, God. Oh, wait, hold on, wait, let me look, hold on. No, white skin, let's see, hold on. Randy, look the other way. I'm warning you, look the other way. Good girl. Let me put my hand, yep. My hand is down my pants. Yep, those are balls. I have two balls, they're hairy. And, oh yeah, that's a cock. I have two balls and a cock. I have white skin. And what am I doing tomorrow? Oh, I'm going to work tomorrow. I have a job. And the posters on the wall here in the recording studio, every one of them is a picture of a girl. I'm a heterosexual white man who has a job. Oh, this doesn't apply to me. No, you fucking discriminate against me all you want. Back to how you can get the $250,000 fine. Refusing to call a person by their chosen pronoun. Said pronouns not only include he and she, but also explicitly include gender-neutral ones, such as Z and her, here, whatever the fuck it is, if that is what they desire. Oh yes, it's all about the desires of the inferior people. Because the entire nation state of the United States has geared up to provide for the desires of the most inferior people in our society. The more inferior you are, the more protected you are by the state. Why is that? We've talked about this before. It's going to be in CLSology. Because the state cannot exist without inferior people who need the state to provide for them. If you get rid of the inferior people, the state dies because the superior people do not need the state to give them welfare, give them food stamps, protect their jobs, wipe their asses, protect other people, or protect them from other people's opinions. The superior people don't need that. Only the inferior people do. back to ways you can get a $250,000 fine in New York City. Requiring a person to legally change their name before using their preferred alternative. For example, company may not insist on calling an employee John if he prefers Jane, even if John is his legal name. Again, I have a legal name. I have a slave name. It's on my ownership certificate, otherwise known as birth certificate. I have a slave name. If I say to you, I want you to call me the Great One himself, not use my slave name, and you don't do it, can you be fined? No, we already did the check. White skin, balls and cock, got a job, like girls. Yeah, see, I'm exempted from this. I'm not protected by this law because I'm not a fucking victim. And number four on the list of how you can get a $250 fine, $250,000 fine in the People's Republic of New York City. Oh, what a glorious place New York City must be. I love it. People always go, especially because I'm in theater. Theater people have this love for New York. Oh, I'm going to go to New York City. God, theater people. Oh my God. I love theater people. Hate them at the same time. There's this one chick I work with. If she would just get rid of her mustache, she would be attractive, except for her person. She's like 24 years old, and she has the fucking intellect of a 12-year-old. And just stereotypical theater person. It's like, there's so many chicks in the theater who are so hot, but they're not fuckable because they're so damaged between the ears. And I mean more damaged than normal woman damage. Because some of you who have never like interacted with or dated women who do theater, you may be women are fucked up. All of them are fucked up. No. Trust me on this one. I don't care how psycho your ex-girlfriend is or anything. You don't know fucking psycho until you've been with theater chicks. All right. Last reason you can get your $250,000 fine in New York City. Requiring a person to prove they have begun gender transition treatment before referring to them by alternative pronouns, names, and titles. Oh my God. The feels. Oh, the fucking feels. It's fields and fields and fields of feels. It's just feels. As far as the eye can see. I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. And I'm right because I just don't fucking deny reality.